you. I want to talk to you about Pesach, the Oimek Hagula of Pesach, the deepest, deepest potential that we have for redemption. Davke this Pesach, Tav Shin Pei, 5780. This Pesach is going to be a redemption of Ani V'loy Malach. I am Hashem. I'm taking you, Kindlach, I'm taking you myself. Ani Hashem, not an angel, not a shaliach. Ani Hashem. So I want to talk to you about Pesach Tav Shin Pei, because there's never been a Pesach like this since we left Mitzrayim. And until Mashiach comes, it should be so soon. There will never ever be a Pesach like this, Tav Shin Pei. What I'm going to talk to you about now really would take a few hours. I'm going to try to compress it into a half hour. Echad Haya Avron. Says Yechezkel, there was a quality, there was a mead of greatness that Avram Avinu had. Echad, he was one, he was singular, he was alone. Rabbi Nachman says in Lekut HaMaran, in Hashmatas between the first chelik and the second chelik of Lekut HaMaran, Sha'avram Ovad HaShem Rak Ayidei Shahaya Echad. The way that Avram Avinu came to Hashem and the way that he served Hashem was Shahaya Echad. He was alone. He was by himself. He was one. Shechosha B'daitu Shurak Yechid Ba'olam. Because he thought and he understood that he was alone in the world. It's brought down the Seder Hadayus that when he was a child, when he was a boy, Avram Avinu was hiding in a cave and he lived in darkness for those early years of his life. And the truth is that throughout his entire life, Avram was Avram Ha'ivri. Ha'ivri. Chazal tell us that he was always on the other side of the world. He was by himself. And from that unbelievable loneliness, Avram became our father. We understand that this midah of Echad Hayavram, that all of us have inherited, there's a certain loneliness of Beditus that a Jew experiences more than any other human being. And there's a side of bedidus, of loneliness, that's unbelievably holy and sublime. In the Lashon of the Ramchal and Mesillas Yesharim and Perek Tesvav, V'yekar min hakol hu ha'hisbodus. Hisbodus, being alone with Hashem. Being in a place of aloneness is yakar min hakol. Is the most precious thing of all, is the dearest thing of all. And therefore, our ancestors, the Avos, the Shvatim of the tribes, they were shepherds, and they chose for themselves a life of separation, of loneliness. As the brothers said to Yosef, Roe tzon avadacha, gam anachnu, gam avaseinu, to Yosef, to Paro, that we were shepherds. Gam anachnu, gam avaseinu. That's what we do. We're shepherds. The Ksav Kabbalah writes, Barichus, regarding this midah of his bodidus. Roy son, a shepherd, who shame tolachol ish, amufish midarchi haha mine. Doesn't only mean somebody that watches the animals. Is describing a person who lives apart from the multitudes. Umezboided lolun bimkaimais arachaikim ibn adam. And he is by himself, far away from other people. Bal yatridu hevle maisi enishteva, not to be distracted by all of the comings and goings of the world. And therefore, in particular, to be out in the fields, it's a place of solitude, of quiet. Because in the quiet of the desert, of the field, this shepherd, this person who's called a shepherd, is able to be able to have that presence of mind to gaze upon the greatness of Hashem. And this is why our Avos, the Shvatim and Moshe Rabbeinu and David, chose to be shepherds. We see this also that now in the Torah, Aaron and his children, they were commanded to be alone in the Mishkan during the 7 days of the Miluim. We Pesach Oil Moed Al Teitzu, not to leave that place of holiness. And the highest point, the highest moment of the year, Yom Kippur, for Kol Adam Lo Yia Bo Oil Moed B'Voyal L'Chaper B'Kodesh Atzeisai, then no one can be with the Kohen Gadol. No one's allowed to be there with him. He's alone with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. This, of course, would become the greatness of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Elazar, his son, in the cave. Tashu b'maros of the Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Lamed Gimel, hiding in the cave all of those years where Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, all that we are, all that we could ever be, is because of those years that Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar spent alone in the cave. And in truth, the entire Jewish people are described as Hein An Levad Ad Yishkain, a nation that dwells alone. Betach Badad Ein Yaakov. The security, the bitachon of living alone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's this Mida Elyona of Bedidus, of aloneness. It's the world of the Tzaddikim, of the Avos, of Rabbi Shimon. It's the world of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. It's Am Yisrael's existential existence in this world of Am Levad Ad Yishkain. On the other hand, you and I know that Bedidus, the loneliness, being alone, doesn't always bring us closer to Hashem. It's a very, very painful thing. Golus is described when we sit on the floor on the night of Tisha B'Av and the day of Tisha B'Av. Golus is the matzav of Eicha Yoshva Bodod. Eicha Yoshva Bodod, look what's happened. How has this come to be? That Yerushalayim is by herself. Eicha Yoshva Bodod. And that state of horrible loneliness, Bochay Sivka Balayla, the weeping, the crying of the night. Ein L'Menachem, she has no one to comfort her, to console her. This crying is the crying that so many people in the world suffer from. Bochay Sivke Balayla, a person who is a Mitzayra, we're coming to these parashiyos of Tazria Mitzayra, a person who is suffering with that sickness of Taraz. And the whole process of purification, it says in Torah Tamehu, he's impure. So many people feel that way. A person who's done things in his life that are terrible in her life, that are wrong and feel. And even if they're not so terrible, but they feel isolated and separate and alone. Tamehu, bodod yeshev, is to sit by himself alone. Michutz l'machne meishavai, outside of the camp, alone. The feeling of a yotzim, lo aleinu, an orphan. What's that like, not to have a father, not to have a mother, Hashem Yirachem? The loneliness of a yosam. The loneliness of an almana, of an alman, of a widow. The loneliness of a person who is single, who wanted so desperately to have someone else to journey through life with and is alone. It's a massive of Eicha Yoshua Bodh that is terrible. The loneliness is terrible. So we've learned that there's a bedidus of holiness. There's a loneliness of kedusha. There's the loneliness of Avraham Avinu, of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, of the Jewish people, Am Levad Ad Yishkain. But there's a bedidus, there's a loneliness that is terribly destructive. A loneliness that torments the person. And this is something which the Sefer Yetzirah describes, which is in part attributed to Avraham Avinu, the book of creation. Ein v'tayv l'malam mi'oneg. There is nothing as wonderful as oneg, oneg, delight, ayin nun gimel, delight. But ein v'ra l'mata mi'neg. But there's nothing as horrible, as low and as destructive as nega. That nega that we're talking about, the tsaraz, the person who is alone and set apart. So the bedidus hara, that negative and destructive, miserable loneliness, ain't lamatim b'mena. Some of the people right now are thinking, how am I going to have such a seder? Tav shin pei, how am I going to have a seder by myself? I've been talking to people the past few days. How am I going to be by myself for this seder? How is it going to be? Eicha yashva badad. There's nothing lower than that nega, that pain of being alone. On the other hand, we're being taught that there's something great. There's something when it comes to oineg, the oineg of that possibility that something great could be found in being alone. There's nothing that's greater than that oinig, that pleasure, that delight. Let's try to understand the meaning of loneliness in a very deep way, only what time allows. One of the great maskilim thinkers of our generation is the Mashpir Rabbi Yitzchak Ginzburg, Shlita. And Rabbi Yitzchak Ginzburg is Mavchin, explains the oimek, the depth of that tchusha, that feeling of bedidus, of loneliness. We're taught in Chassidus that there are three madregas of how the soul of a person, the nefesh, knows and feels. One is called hamutba, man by nature. There's a teva that's mutba, how man was created, the instincts. That's called hamutba shebenefesh. This is connected to the spheres, and that's how Chayit Yisrael. We're not going into that right now. When Adam Harishon, when man came into the world, when he was created, he felt by his very nature, instinctively, he felt terribly lonely. Akide kachde, it says in Torah, loy toiv heyoysa Adam levada, as loy eze kenegdai. It's not good. This loneliness is not good. So Hashem said, I'm going to create for him a helpmate. So there's this terrible loneliness that comes from the most basic and natural instinctive feeling of a person. There's no one here to help me. I can't do this by myself. I have no one to help me. I'm alone. And when that helpmate appears in the person's life, he's redeemed from that most basic instinctive level of loneliness. Through that Ezer Kenegdai. Now, despite the presence of that helpmate in life, so I'm not alone anymore on the level of mutba, the nefesh, of my teva, of my instinctive feeling of being helpless and alone. Nevertheless, emotionally, a person can still feel terribly lonely because the second level is called hamurgash. This is connected to Chesed Gvur and Tiferes. Hamurgash Shebenefesh means, okay, I might have somebody that's here to help me physically. In that respect, I appreciate that I'm not alone. But on a deeper level, I don't feel that anybody truly cares about me. I don't feel truly cared for. And the fact that I'm being helped by this person has his own cheshbon, her own cheshbon, is maybe wrapped up in himself and herself. And therefore the help that I'm being given doesn't redeem me from that deeper emotional loneliness that I'm feeling. Because the help is kala achayad. It's not solving on a deeper level the problem, this terrible dilemma of my personal loneliness. What's missing in my life is what's called the modern language that's used in Eretz Yisrael, ichpatiyut. Ichpatiyut. I don't feel that anybody truly cares about on a deeper level. This is a bedidus of loneliness, what's called the murgash shebenefesh, an emotional loneliness. Then there's a third madrega that's called muskal shebenefesh. That means I have somebody who helps me. I also have somebody who cares about me, who seems to care about me. Ichpatla. Somebody who cares about me. I have family who loves me. I have friends who care for me. Uvecholzais, I can't get over the terrible loneliness feeling that nobody truly understands me. Nobody really knows what I'm going through. Nobody really understands my pain. Nobody really is here in my life to help me understand myself, to help me come to that place of where I really am. This is the deepest loneliness of all. The loneliness of Muskal Shebenefesh, the higher spheres of Chochma, Bina, Das, Chabad, Muskal Shebenefesh. I don't feel that anyone understands me. Sometimes, through that wonderful Eitzah solution that Hashem revealed at the beginning of time, in response to Loitai Heyoy Sadon Lavadai, Esle Eitzah Kenegdo, I'm going to create for you a helpmate, a wife, a husband. And sometimes in that relationship of marriage, one finds redemption on all three levels. First, on the level of mutba shebenefesh. I have somebody practically who's there with me all the time, helping me, supporting me, giving me chizik and so on, there with me through the journey of life. And I also have, besides that, somebody who cares about me. Ichpatla. Somebody who cares about me. Somebody who loves me. And more than anything at all, when it says in Torah, even Hashem Elokim HaTzela, that Hashem built Chava, his wife, from that part deeper than himself, Hashem built Chava for Adam. So on that Chazal say, Vayivan, he built his Bini Yaseira Nitna Bi'isha, Yoisim Bi'ish. Bini Yisera, that a woman has this component of deep understanding. Shlomo Melech calls in Mishlei in Ishta Maskelas. Sometimes in marriage, it's a map that could be in a friendship. Hashem created such a thing in the world. Then all three levels of the soul, there can be companionship, caring, and understanding. It's unbelievable. However, you and I know, everybody knows, that there are so many people, even people who are married for many, many years, who feel alone, Eicha Yashva Bodod, Bochei Sivka Belaila, who are crying at the night, in the long night of their girls, married, even married people, certainly single people, Almanis, you Simon. The world is filled with so much crying of the night. Eicha Yashva Badot. So what's the Eitzah? Pesach Tav Shin Pei. All of you who are crying now thinking, what's going to be Pesach Tav Shin Pei? How am I going to be able to sit there by myself? Kadish Urchatz Karpas Yachatz. It's actually true. What we saw in the Mishnah, we saw in the Gemara, that there's such a thing that a person asks himself. The four kashas, we always spoke about that in theory. I'm going to ask myself the four questions. What's the Eitz? There's an expression in Breslov, bodeid, you feel alone, lehis bodeid, enter into the world of his bodeidus, lehis bodeid. Let me explain. There's an avoda of a Jew to overcome the bedidus, the loneliness that destroys, that paralyzes, and to be mischazek in the bedidus of holiness, in the hisbodidus that the Ramchal is talking about, that the Rambam speaks about in Maran Avuchim, that Rabbi Avraham ben Harambam devoted an important part of his sefer Hamaspik like Hashem to the avoid of his bodidus, to the avoid of his bodidus. There's a world that's called Echad Haya Avram, Echad Haya Avram. And in that world of Echad Haya Avram, a person is able to be mechazik himself in his matzvah Echa Yashva Badad, to carry himself into a world that's called Amul Vadad Yishkain, a nation that dwells alone with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Because in truth, davka loneliness, when it's used as a form of avoda, not a form of self-pity, not a form of galus, but a way of serving Hashem, zeh ashar la Hashem. This is the most remarkable gateway that leads us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In many ways, it's what we've been waiting for so many years, to have this opportunity. Zeh ashar la Hashem. To come to a place of Achein Atah Kelmestate. You, the Baruch Shalom, only you can be found in that place of utter and absolute aloneness. To be alone with you. Because Avraham Avinu searched and searched in his life. And as Chazal say, Ad Shenigla Elav Hashem, and the Rambam writes to that at the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Ad Shenigla Elav Hashem, until Hashem was revealed to him, V'omuloi, Anihu Bal Habira. You never looked for me. You're always surrounded by a million people. You always found somehow a solution to your loneliness by being online, by being with others, by being in the company of many people, by being at the Grand Seder. And now you're alone. You have no one else to turn to. Like Avraham Avinu, like Avraham HaIvri, Achinigla Elov Hashem Vamaloy Anihu Baal Habir. I am the Baal Habir. You're not alone. You're never alone. Hashem says, I'm here to help you. Kaidim called to be with you in every way to help you. Ichpatli. There's no one who cares about you more than me. Ichpatli. Ani mevin otcha. I understand you. No one can understand you more than me, the one who made you. No one can understand you more than me. This is an emuna, a faith of Avraham Avinu, of Ahem and Bashem, a faith that comes from Gvura, the strength of a Jew. Pesach Tov Shin Pei. V'yaseinu Hashem Mitzrayim. Hashem took us out from Mitzrayim. You have no malach taking you out. No friend, no husband, no wife. You're by yourself. Loi de malach. Loi de sarf, no angel, no high malach. Loi de shilech, no shluchim. There no shluchim to say, I'm with you, I'm here for you. You're not sitting in some big ballroom, some big dining room, or maybe you're a bigger gvir and you have your own private dining room. There's nobody there. Pesach Tov Shin Pei. Lo Yadei Shaliach. Ela Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Chvoido V'Atzmai. In the cave like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Ani Hashem Ani Hu Ani Hu V'Lo Yacher. There's no one else. Did you ever think about that? That really there's no one else. Ani Hashem Ani Hu V'Lo Yacher. Did you ever read about Nassim Sharansky when he was alone all those years? What was it like? What's it like in that world of being alone? What was it like for Shalom Rubashkin those years? What was it like? The gvura, the strength of a Jew who dafka comes to that reality of Ani Hashem, Ani Hu V'lo Yacher. There's no one else. The Rebbe Nosson writes in Birchas HaShachar, Hey, in Lukud HaLochis, Pei Zayin. Zohein Am Levad Ad Yishkai. Shem Am Kodesh Kezesh HaShochnim Levad. Shem Akamim Leich. The Novi says, Yishai Leich Ami, Go My Nesh. Bo B'chad Arecha. Come into that room with me. Uskor Deloscha Badech and close the door. Chavi Kimad Rega. Hide for this moment. Ad Yavra Zam, until the corona passes, until the Magefa passes, come into the room, close the door, be alone with me. Not crying at night, not feeling pathetically alone and helpless in Golas. His Boydus. Hein Am Levadad Yishka. Shem Astirim Atzmam Esli Yisburg, Jews who hide alone with Hashem. Not to be afraid of the night. Because a Jew lives. Elyon, Hashem Elyon, Samtum Einecha, your dwelling place is with Hashem. By being in that place of his Hisbardus with Hashem is Bar. Pesach Tov Shin Pei. So I'll share with you a story I just told the Chevra the other day. That I was given reshus by an Adam Godel who davens with us in the shul. I was given reshus years ago, since the levaya of his mother took place publicly. And there Michael Levy, Zal Gazun Zayin, an ish pnimi, yakar, ma'od, who does not have the blessing that we take for granted to be able to see. He's a sagi nor, he doesn't have eyesight, he's blind. And my dear friend Michael shared with us at the levai of his mother, Aleha Shalom, that when he was a little boy growing up, I think in Bradley Beach, if I'm not mistaken, in New Jersey, and more than anything, he wanted to be able to be like other children who were able to go to school on their own. And in those years, he went to public school. He wanted to go to school on his own, but his mother, of course, had to walk him every single day. He couldn't see. It was dangerous. And she would take him by the hand and walk with him. And he was always asking his mother, Mom, please, I know how to go. I know every step. I'll have somebody cross the main boulevards with me. Please let me go by myself. She's like, you can't. You can't. And she would walk with him every day. So finally, she gave him his little knapsack and lunchbox and everything and said, Michael, today's the day. You know every step. You're a big boy. I trust you. You could go on your own. He said it was the proudest day of my life. And I walked by myself. Every step, I counted the steps to the corner. And I waited there for someone who was kind enough to cross me. And I went from one street to one boulevard, another avenue, until finally I came to the wall, the fence of the school. And I went along the block. And I came and I heard the familiar voice of the wonderful guard that stood at the opening of the school. And he said to me, Michael Levy, wow, how are you, Michael? It's so good to see you. And then for a moment, you know, he felt Michael said, well, I'm like everybody else, by myself. And then all of a sudden the guard said, and Mrs. Levy, a good morning to you too. And all Michael could hear was the swoosh of the bicycle as his mother passed by. And he called out, Ma! And she continued on. I never stopped thinking of that story. Chavra, we're not alone. Pesach Tov Shin Pei. Never. The Baruch Shalom trusts us and he says, go ahead. Go ahead. You feel like you're alone. And you think you could do it on your own. And that's what you've been thinking all of these years. You're a big knocker. You don't see. But when you and I, as we grope through this night of Pesach Tav Shin Pei, Man Nishtan Alay Lazeb, and we listen with our ear, we're able to hear the swoosh of the Shechina Niyasha. Ma, Mama, Melech Malchei Hamloch HaKadosh Baruch. Thank you for never ever taking your eyes off of me. Thank you for never ever leaving me alone for a second in my life. Thank you that I'm never ever ever lonely. I always have you. And therefore, lo yirara, ki'ati imadi, ki'ati imadi, ki'ati imadi, ki'ati imadi. Pesach Tav Shin Pei. I want to wish each and every one of you, my brothers and sisters, a lechtig and feilich and yontiv, a simchas yontiv, like never before, a simchas yontiv. And we're never ever going to be alone. We're not alone, and we're not going to be alone. And soon we're all going to be together, walking together. To Yerushalayim, up to the Beis HaMikdash, with David Malkim, Mashiach, with the Gula Shem Amitis, with Hem Yemenu, Amen, Amen.